two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 28 degrees.
Big delays, I-15, Centerville to Farmington, but the freeway is open again. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaccines, hope on the horizon.
The COVID-19 vaccine rollout has picked up speed here in the state after a slower than expected start.
But there are still plenty of questions surrounding when people can get vaccinated and how to get signed up to get those vaccines. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline to help answer some of those questions is the Department of Health Vaccine Program Manager, Rich Lake. And good morning to you, Rich.
Hey, good morning.
We've had some questions from our listeners about some of the glitches that have taken place in Salt Lake and other counties. Can you give us a look at where we are right now in the vaccine distribution program?
So right now we've got a lot of populations that we're trying to vaccinate. So we've got healthcare workers, first responders, K-12 teachers. We've got 70 plus that will be starting next week, but we understand that there's probably a few that we're able to schedule this week within that population. And so right now we've just got a lot of population. And the reason being is because there's a high uptake amongst them. And the local health departments felt that by the amount of people going to their website and making calls, and that kind of overloaded their system. So we just ask that you be patient and you know, try back every day to try to get an appointment.
I think everybody hopefully understands massive undertaking that this is, and understand that technology sometimes, no matter what your preparations have been, fails. But one of the things that happened yesterday was some cancellation notices were sent out, and so we have done our part, hopefully, in letting people know that that too was a mistake yesterday.
Yeah, there's, again, when we had anticipated this, that there would be a high uptake and people would try to go to, you know, all these websites and make phone calls to make appointments. But sometimes, you know, even with the anticipation, it just doesn't happen. That technology was just overloaded, and some of those mistakes happened.
What do you need, Rich, in terms of resources? Is there anything coming from the COVID bill or a proposed new COVID bill that you need?
Well, our resources, so the most thing that we are concerned about is that we have the capacity when we get more vaccine, whenever that is, we don't know when that is, but when we get enough vaccine, we have the capacity to vaccinate at a very quick pace. And that is setting up mass clinic sites across the state where people can go to and get vaccinated the quickest. And so that is our plan right now. We have partners ready to go. We are working with Intermountain, University of Utah, and a possible contractor, Community Nursing Services. We have our local health departments who are these very high throughput vaccinators right now, and that is the goal. So our capacity is there. We're ready. We just got to have the vaccine now.
Is there an answer to the question of when we might see 65 and up being able to be vaccinated? I know the Trump administration has asked for that, or is that totally dependent on how the 70 and older rolls out?
Well, I think, you know, we can, you know, we're moving through this 70 age and older right now. And then, you know, if we drop down to 65, we just don't have the vaccine. It's just going to be, you know, first come, first serve. And we would like to ensure that everybody over the age of 70 right now can receive the vaccine. And so that demand is greater than the amount of vaccine that we have. I think we need to be a little bit patient in moving into the age category 65 and above, because, again, that's thousands more that would be able to get the vaccine. But, again, we just can't schedule more if we don't have the vaccine. And so I'm hoping that the Trump administration will, if they do make that recommendation, I guess we'll probably have to move in that. But it's just going to have to mean that people are going to have to be more patient.
What do you think about the policy of releasing all vaccine now instead of holding back the second dose with the confidence that the doses will be coming?
So, I'm okay with them releasing all of the vaccine, knowing that it still has to be available for second doses, meaning that we can't take all of those second doses and just put them all as a first dose. But eventually everybody has to get the second dose. You know, the research was completed based on a second dose. If you want the 95% efficacy, you have to get that second dose. You're not going to get it with the first dose. So I'm okay with them releasing all of the vaccine, but with the long-term goal is that everybody that would like to receive a second dose needs to get that second dose.
Well, and there's question marks. I was reading this morning that somewhere around 50-52% is what they're saying effectiveness with that first dose. How much does it help us to have a large portion of the population wandering around with only 50-50 chance of getting sick?
Right. No, I totally agree with you. That's, you know, when they do these clinical studies, they look at the second dose. When they look at that research, and it's very important that if we want to achieve a true herd immunity, we can't have 50-50 walking around in our community. We have to have that 95% efficacy in order to have a good, strong herd immunity within the state of Utah.
I know we always have more questions than we have time, Rich, but we do appreciate so much the hard work that you and everyone in your department is doing, and we wish you the energy that you need to keep doing it.
Amen.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
That is the Department of Health Vaccine Program Manager. Big job these days. Rich Lakin joining us, and we're happy we could provide it to you in more of an in-depth form this morning.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.